Let's get to it, shall we? These are the bizarre stories of the day, and on Friday, we're giving away Ratfest tickets on our No Sweat News quiz as we announce Ratfest later on today.
Okay, let's do it.
Stay tuned to Rad Radio or hit our website for details later. All right, Dateline Nevada for our first story. It has changed. As of last night when their commercial ran during the Grammys, the Las Vegas slogan has changed. Out with the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's good because it was played out.
And in with the new what happens here only happens here.
Oh, I see.
Which, I mean, only, really? Hookers and strip clubs only in Vegas?
What happens here only happens here.
I don't know if they, maybe they realized all the STDs contracted over the years in the town. Those things didn't stay in Vegas, so they really needed to change things up.
But do you probably get a larger volume of things that are legal in Las Vegas than other states?
Maybe.
Cities.
Yeah,
because the prostitution, they have legal weed? I would assume they have some kind of relaxed
rule. There's so many states that have legal weed now. I've lost count.
Yeah, but you would think, I mean, if they have legal prostitution, legal gambling.
What happens here only happens here?
That's a nice trifecta of legalization. Okay.
That is pretty good.
Pot, hookers, and gambling.
Yeah. It's a gateway to something or other. I was going to go with, I came to bet my mortgage and stayed because I couldn't afford to fly home.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
I went there on my honeymoon. Well, we were scheduled for 7 days. We had to leave 4 days early because we lost all our money.
There's that. Why go to the real Paris when a crappy copy will do? That's a good one. Or Vegas. Our steakhouses are almost as good as New York. I prefer that last one because I don't know if you've been to a Vegas steakhouse, but
I have. They're pretty good.
I just shuffle up an hour away from New York. You'll be all right. Hey, here's a good idea. Little sales thing going on with a hotel in British Columbia, Canada. They're offering a special where if you conceive your child there this Valentine's Day,
yes,
you can then stay there for free for 18 Valentine's days to come.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good deal, right?
I think you have to try.
So, yeah, I mean,
come on.
At least give it a shot.
Yeah, why not?
Give the old college try. This is the Hotel Zed in Kelowna and Victoria, British Columbia. They've got two locations. To make it easier, they're actually becoming a no-tell motel for the day. They're offering four-hour stays on Valentine's Day for just $45.
That's not bad.
So you can come in, and then for the other 3 hours and 50 minutes, watch TV.
Yeah, I'm all for that, actually.
Maybe 3 hours and 55, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So there it is.
Okay.
And now our final story. This is the reference to Dio. Dateline Vermont. There's a bill in the Vermont House of Representatives right now that would make Vermont the first state in the nation to let people use emojis on their license plates.
Oh, wow. As if that won't be confusing
enough.
What
the hell? You're going to get XYZ smiley face.
Yeah, that's going to be great for police officers.
Seriously? That's the plan.
That's what you're going to need in a pinch. It was a lot of emoji cons. There was a couple yellow ones, a couple red ones. I think there was some fruit.
And then
there was a cucumber. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Shot me four times, but his emojis were fantastic.
Whoa. He had the peach emoji, which I'm pretty sure it meant he just mooned me.
Yeah, either that or he's got a very nice derriere.
Ah!
Vermont's plan would let people choose from six emojis for their license plates. They didn't identify which ones in the bill. And I'm only doing it if the metal horns are there or the state bird.
Yeah,
what our state bird is.
The middle finger emojis for all this nonsense.
I don't think the middle finger is going to be allowed. But
maybe
metal fingers?
Doesn't seem very practical. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Highly stupid. That is today's No Sweat News. We're doing Radfest tickets on the quiz on Friday. Stay tuned to Rad Radio as we announce Radfest later today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.